The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial or any of our podcast platforms, we're so grateful that you could be with us today and welcome. We've been on the dial well over two decades, and our main focuses have always been to encourage our listeners to understand the science behind your health and nutritional supplements.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that website is americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, see our videos. Also, visit our radio page to get more information and what we'll be covering today.
Yeah, it's so great, Dr. Mark. All the great content that we're providing to people, whether it be articles, YouTube videos, podcast platforms. We have over 230 episodes that people can go and listen and share with their family. Cue the drum roll, because we've been encouraging our listeners to follow us the last couple of months about our new online store. It's finally here. Again, these are products that are formulated by research, by science, based on clinical experience. And we're excited, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, and these are products I've used for years with my patients at my clinic. We've had them. It's just we had to have the right website that could basically, if people could access them. I have quite a few products, all the research, and make it very user-friendly. So we were able to finally accomplish that.
Definitely. It's such a gift, because people at your center, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine in Encinitas, California, they've been able to benefit, right? Because they come and see you. But now it's just a wonderful way, since we have listeners all across the U.S., to be able to offer that. So we'll give you a code. You'll be able to check it out. But if you go to our website, like Dr. Mark said, you'll see a shop button and you can hit that and check out all these great products. Now, Dr. Mark, we have a wonderful show planned for our listeners today and our audience. On this episode, we're going to talk about people dealing with long haulers and post-COVID syndrome. I think we're seeing it all over the news now. I've seen Facebook groups pop up by the 20 to 30,000 of people looking for information. So why don't we just start out our show in this first segment and talk about what is post-COVID syndrome?
Yeah, so Kelly, when people have had COVID, symptomatically or asymptomatically, especially if they had symptoms when they had it, they get this syndrome, what they call this post-COVID syndrome. And that can be both acute, where people have symptoms still occurring from 4 to 12 weeks beyond when they had their infection, or more commonly, the chronic post-COVID syndrome, when symptoms and their abnormalities last for 12 weeks or longer, and it's not caused by another diagnosis. So that's why they come up with this term long haulers. These people are experiencing these symptoms long term. So it can be very problematic for people, and it affects the body in many, many different ways.
I think it's affected people so deeply. We're going to cover some of the areas that these long experiences are overdue. But is there any studies out there? Are we looking at hospitals? Like, what have we kind of found what people are reporting, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, well, this is a real thing. They've done studies, meta-analysis from 38 hospitals in the United States, and they've done studies in other countries as well. But the one in the U.S., they found about 33% of patients reported persistent symptoms, and about 19% of them had new or worsening symptoms. So this is the real deal. This is a high percentage of people. So in this observational study, the most reported symptom was shortness of breath. Well, that's not fun to have, shortness of breath walking upstairs.
Wow.
Other symptoms were like chronic cough, continued loss of taste or smell. But then there was another study done in Italy where they were people with COVID-19 who were hospitalized, and then they recovered, thankfully. And they were followed up on 60 days after the onset of the first symptom. And the most reported symptoms were fatigue, 53% of people, shortness of breath, 43%, joint pain, 27%, chest pain, 21%. And about 55% of the patients experienced three or more ongoing symptoms post-COVID. So these are very, very high numbers of people having lasting effects from the COVID. So this is a whole other problem that has to be dealt with by the medical system right now.
Right. And I think that's the problem. I think everybody's kind of learning as we're going. We're trying to get this figured out and, you know, figure out how people can be helped. But yeah, those are pretty high statistics, Dr. Mark. And those are all things that I wouldn't want to deal with. I mean, fatigue, we're already having people so stressed out, they're not sleeping properly. And then joint pain has ran rampant, you know, for years. Then you have the shortness of breath and different things like that. It's definitely, I feel for the people experiencing that. And, you know, you mentioned the loss of taste or smell. Now I'm seeing different things. There was an article in the New York Times where people are smelling phantom smells. So instead of not being able to smell, maybe they're smelling a burning scent or some type of, you know, horrible, nauseating type of scent, and they can't figure out how to get it to go away. So I'm hoping there'll be tons of research in the future on that, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, I saw a recent article in a major medical journal about 33% of people are having these neurological symptoms. And so that would, you know, the abnormal taste would fall into that category. But people can have dizziness, lightheadedness. And, you know, these are very serious symptoms. But I know in our clinic, we certainly have had people come to get treated for these symptoms, as we found in one study. A lot of people coming in with fatigue, chronic fatigue since the COVID. They have not recovered. You know, it's been several months since then. We're getting some with a shortness of breath. We're having some who are experiencing headaches, the dizziness, lightheadedness. A lot of patients with the brain fog, problems with memory and focus, one of the other neurological symptoms. So we are seeing quite a bit of that as well.
Right. And when we come back from the break, we're going to kind of dial that in. We're going to talk about the other organ systems that can be affected. Listeners, go to americasnaturaldoctor.com to learn more about us. We'll be right back after the break.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation, kind of sharing some news out there about people and what they're dealing with when it comes to long haulers or post-COVID syndrome. Before the break, Dr. Mark was giving us some stats on some of the things that people are dealing with and mentioned what he's actually seeing at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. But Dr. Mark, before we went out, we were talking about other organ systems that can be affected by this type of situation. I know you mentioned shortness of breath. You started getting into brain fog. We all know that that's not fun. Let's hear a little bit more, Dr. Mark.
Well, that's the thing. All the body's major organ systems can be affected. So let me go through some of the major ones. So lungs, we talked about shortness of breath. People have decreased exercise capacity. They can still have suboptimal oxygen levels when you test them. They can even develop fibrotic tissue changes in their lungs, the chronic inflammation, and developing basically like scar tissue in their lungs. Blood clots, everyone's aware of that. You know, that's always concerning. That can be in the lungs. That can be just, you know, in the blood vessels. So in the blood clots. other cardiovascular heart palpitations. I've had some patients come in with that. You can get heart arrhythmias, chest pain, like we mentioned before, in terms of the cardiovascular. And then all these neurological symptoms, which seems to be a very, very common area of organs affected. So the brain and nervous system. So we got the fatigue, muscle aching, headaches, the brain fog, as I mentioned. People getting a flare-up or new symptoms of anxiety, depression, insomnia. Those are part of post-COVID symptoms for some people. The kidneys, you can have reduced kidney filtration. People, in terms of metabolic and hormonal, they can have a worsening of their diabetes and their insulin control. Thyroid inflammation, thyroid problems. You can have bone loss. You can get other problems in the hormonal system, especially the adrenal glands, where your stress hormones are produced to help your body deal with mental and physical and emotional stress. Interestingly, they've also shown people can get digestive symptoms, and there's been some research coming out that COVID can affect the gut microbiome, and as we've mentioned many times in the show, how that really regulates the whole body. So there's all these symptoms that, you know, some that can be life-threatening, others which aren't, but, you know, really impair the quality of life, especially things, again, like the shortness of breath, the chest pain, the heart rhythm abnormalities, the extreme fatigue, the brain fog. So, yeah, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that would be very overwhelming because some people, even when you're not having these issues or having post-COVID syndrome or long hauler syndrome, dealing with one or two of those can be very overwhelming for the system and for the body. And kind of we talk about that cascade effect and just throw everything out of whack. But, you know, what I found fascinating, Dr. Mark, is people who didn't even know they had it. You know, they were asymptomatic. They didn't know that they were having it. Maybe they went and got an antibody test. It showed that they had the antibodies. They were very surprised by that. And they only went to find that out because they were experiencing some of these issues. They were wondering, gosh, why do my muscles ache? Why am I getting a headache? This has lasted a little bit longer. So it's very interesting how it affects each person differently.
Well, that's very true. And typically, the areas of susceptibility you had before the COVID often are the areas where you experience problems. So, for example, let's say you had joint pain problems before, muscle pain problems. Then that very well could get flared up. Or you had digestive problems, or maybe you had anxiety. Those things, your weaknesses tend to flare up. But you could have, you know, certainly just new symptoms. And so, you know, as doctors, what we have to do is when patients come in with these symptoms, the first thing we have to do is make sure there's nothing, you know, acutely or emergency related going on. So, for example, obviously someone's having shortness of breath. We got to, you know, make sure the heart's okay. We got to make sure it's not blood clots. We have to do all these things or send out the specialist to make sure there's not something life-threatening going on. We got to, you know, make sure that's not going on. And then also we got to give them treatment. Now, in conventional medicine, there are treatments. They're often not great. Depends on what's going on. In holistic or integrative medicine, we have many, many different ways to help these people, especially, again, if it's not life-threatening. So what we see with some patients, let's say take like fatigue, extreme fatigue that's lasting, turns into chronic fatigue. Well, then we need to do tests. I mean, do they have something like Epstein-Barr virus, which is flared up? Most of us have had mono and Epstein-Barr virus in our systems. Our immune systems kept it suppressed. Now with this big hit from COVID and immune system dysregulation, things like Epstein-Barr virus become more active again, and it's given you, you know, chronic fatigue related to this virus, which has gotten out of control again. So that's why we have to be able to do the testing along with the person's signs and symptoms to figure out what's going on. If you don't do the testing, you can miss things which could be treated more effectively.
Yeah, and that's what I appreciate so much that you do at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, Dr. Mark. And if people don't know what's going on, or they don't know their vitamin D levels, or if they don't know where they're at with maybe an autoimmune condition, you know, then they're going to be set up. And there's nothing worse than dealing with the effects of chronic fatigue. I mean, when you mention the adrenals, I mean, that could put the hormones out of whack. You know, people are already dealing with going through menopause or andropause, and then compile this on top of it. It's a recipe for a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. So this actually is going to be the next big thing. Assuming, you know, this whole COVID thing calms down, this sequelae, this post-COVID syndrome is huge. And right now, there aren't many clinics that actually specialize in treating it. They're starting to slowly pop up because, you know, it's such a widespread problem. So it's unfortunately one of the things the medical industry is not prepared for. And, you know, understandably, because it's, you know, a whole new issue going on here. But this post-COVID syndrome, it will be, you know, likely the biggest thing in medicine over the next, you know, couple of years. And so we got people that need to be prepared in how to deal with this.
Absolutely. And I want to go back to something that you talked about, Dr. Mark, and that was digestion. You brought up the gut, the microbiome. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because when there's a disruption in that, you can get skin afflictions, all kinds of things can happen. Can we talk a little bit more about that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, well, basically, 70% of our immune system is controlled by the gut. All these specialized cells in the guts, like the lymphoid tissue. They call it the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. But we now know, based on research last 10 years, there's quite an interaction in the body, the symbiotic reaction between the friendly bacteria and the messaging that actually goes to the rest of our body. In other words, if your gut microbiome is in good shape, you're going to control the inflammatory response better. You're going to control the immune system better. You're going to control the hormones better. It basically affects all the systems of the body. So this is why the gut microbiome is so critical. Now that we know in this post-COVID syndrome, there's been harmful alterations in the gut microbiome, even more critically, that people are working on the diet, they're using prebiotics, postbiotics, probiotics to balance out this gut microbiome, because otherwise you're not going to regulate the different systems of the body.
Absolutely. And I think it's so interesting, because normally we are used to people getting on an antibiotic or something prior to this. And then, you know, encouraging them, make sure you get on a probiotic, that because it's an antibiotic's going to wipe out everything, the good, bad, the indifferent. You need to recolonize, you need to reinoculate. But with this type of a situation, there's no Band-Aid, right, Dr. Mark? So there's several steps that we have to take to encourage our body, one, to protect itself, and to make sure that we're getting these proper nutrients. Because, you know, when we're talking about the brain, we're also talking about the vagus nerve, right, which runs from the brain to the stomach, to the microbiome.
Well, good point. I mean, yeah, the longest, you know, nerve in the body. That's a very, very good point, Kelly. So it's all interconnected. So if someone has post-COVID symptoms, well, you can take things directly, you know, for your specific symptoms, let's say joint pain or whatever. Ultimately, you want to work on that gut microbiome, your digestive system, for the best long-term results in terms of, you know, getting back to normal.
If anything, throughout this, I've seen more people get on probiotics and a good quality one, which mm-hmm. makes me happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've seen more people take vitamin D, which makes me happy. You know, so you have to kind of look at the situation and clear out a lot of the negatives, Dr. Mark. I think we can all kind of beat down ourselves for 2020, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just need to follow different protocols and make sure one, and you're so good at this, Dr. Mark, is making sure we're eating properly, right? I mean, the foods we eat can also lead us down a path that we don't want to go down.
Oh, you got to start with the diet as the foundation. Absolutely. If you want to control the inflammation, get your energy levels back, balance the hormones out, you know, the brain function, neurological function, the diet is critical. Now, people will improve. They just do supplements and other things, but you're going to limit your results. You got to start with the foundation of getting that diet really tuned up.
I do want to let our listeners know that the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine does do telemedicine. If you have interest in that, you can go ahead and give them a call to learn more. And we have that listed on americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can go to that website. You can click on the telemedicine button, find out how you can make an appointment with either Dr. Mark Stengler or Dr. Angela Stengler to get back on the path of really understanding, am I running proper tests? Am I doing things correctly? And I can say, Dr. Mark, as being a patient of yours, there's not much you haven't seen. So I really like that about you, because 25 years, you've got a lot of tools and tricks in your bag to be able to uncover. And that's the secret, uncovering what's going on, not generalizing people as, oh, well, you're out of whack here. Let's just treat everybody the same. You really treat and give individualized care.
Well, that's the best way to do it. Now, we're going to talk about things, you know, in this program people can do on their own, which are helpful. But, you know, if you got more than moderate problems, it's a good idea to work with an integrative doctor, like the doctors at our clinic, Dr. Angela, myself, and really hone in on what the major problems are, the root causes, the quickest way to get better, and the safest way to get better.
Absolutely. And you can call them at 855-DOC-MARK. That's 855-DOC-MARK. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to really dial in the connection between brain fog and the central nervous system and talk about anti-inflammatory medication. And does that have any help when we're talking about post-COVID? Stick with us.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance, Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Having a great show today, talking all things post-COVID syndrome, long hauler syndrome, with America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. If you get lost along the way, please visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. We have a great podcast library for you, over 230 shows. Highly encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. That newsletter, we're delivering not only articles, YouTube videos, discounts for being a listener of the show, but just things that you need to know in this current world. I think so much, Dr. Mark, when people are sharing information, it could be some antiquated information. People need to know what's going on right here, right now.
Well, that's true, especially this post-COVID syndrome. I mean, the data is coming in very rapidly now, and so we need to use that information to help people most effectively. And, you know, basically every day there's a new article coming out in a medical journal on what's going on with this post-COVID syndrome. So we want to stay on top of that as well. You know, these medical journals don't typically cover the more natural ways to help people with post-COVID. So then we use other integrative journals to keep up on that as well. And that's what I do. You know, the things that work, work the best, work the safest. And so there's a lot people can do to be proactive in helping your health with this post-COVID syndrome.
I know you, and I know the average listener knows you. You're all about education. You're all about continuing the education of learning, even after 25 years in the game. But can it be challenging at times to try to figure out, and after hours, you're doing all of this research and homework to better assist your patients? Can it get a little bit overwhelming at times, or is it normal?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've been desensitized to getting overwhelmed. I think I've been desensitized. However, for me, the biggest thing is these people with a post-COVID is, maybe the only stressful part is, number one, making sure there's something not life-threatening going on that needs to be addressed immediately. Heart arrhythmias,
right.
Blood clots, these types of things. So that's, you know, we really hone in on that. However, Kelly, the truth is, Dr. Angela and I, the people that are coming in with the chronic fatigue, with the brain fog, you know, the joint pain, the digestive issues, we are not having a problem helping these patients. And I mean, I don't say that lightly, but we're really not using our integrative approach. We're really not having problems getting people better, using the diet, using the nutrients, using some IV therapies. No, we're doing very, very well. So I've been very happy on that end.
Yeah, that's great, Dr. Mark. And that just shows the dedication that you and Dr. Angela Stangler have. Let's just focus a little bit. I know we talked about gut, microbiome. We talked about adrenal function, fatigue, thyroid, all these different things that people can be experiencing. But let's talk about the connection between brain fog and central nervous system dysfunction. What can you add to that, Dr. Mark?
Well, people are getting chronic inflammation, you know, that affects the brain and the nervous system. And so we need to offset that, get that regulated again. I find good results with our Mediterranean diet to reduce that inflammation, get the nutrients to the brain and nervous system. And then we go in there with nutrients, which help to reduce the inflammation as well. A really good, well-absorbed turmeric extract. I usually use one, turmeric and MSM, as a natural anti-inflammatory. That's very effective. Using some high-dose fish oil, along with the vitamin D, and then some antioxidants like CoQ10, vitamin C. This can make quite a big difference in people just in a couple weeks with this type of approach. Like you said, we're addressing the gut with the probiotics, with the diet, sometimes digestive enzymes if they're really having problems in that area. That's very effective. And then just in general, you know, we're using mushroom extracts if we're seeing they are having immune system dysregulation. You know, some people are getting chronic sinusitis. They're getting inflammation in their sinus, and that's causing problems. But we use herbs like reishi extract, astragalus, for example. These are good long-term kind of adaptogenic immune-enhancing herbs. We use that a lot. And Kelly, in our clinic, we use a product called Adrenal Wellness quite a bit to balance back out the stress hormones, the cortisol, the DHA, which really help to regulate the immune system. As well, they help in energy production. So virtually every patient gets that because your adrenal glands take a big hit, especially people who've had symptomatic COVID. They take a big hit. We find they have adrenal hormone imbalance or adrenal gland dysfunction that has not regulated again. And so these herbs like Adrenal Wellness help the body to re-regulate the stress hormones, which modulate the immune system, modulate the inflammation, and are very important in producing energy.
Yeah, definitely, Dr. Mark. And I love the ingredients. Again, they're all quality, tip-top, research. It's a product that I've taken for 5 years, if not six. I have Hashimoto's, I've had adrenal issues, you know what I mean? And just to have an overwhelming feeling of, gosh, why do I feel brain fog? Why do I feel so fatigued? And once you get a little bit of a bump, it's so crazy to feel how different you feel, Dr. Mark, just by having normal energy.
Well, and here's the thing. So if people have fatigue, which a lot of people do with the post-COVID syndrome, I mean, the medical doctors, you know, they're going to rule out that your thyroid hasn't went off, you develop low thyroid, you know, maybe blood sugar issues, things like that. Most people, not all, but most people, they're not going to find anything. And so you're kind of left on your own. No, this is where you got to be proactive. That's when we start getting in, like the methylated B vitamins, the coenzyme Q10, the vitamin D, the turmeric, the adrenal support. Most people are going to notice real obvious improvements. Now, if you're kind of the person you want to see it before you treat it, then that's why we offer at americasnaturaldoctor.com, we have where you can test your stress hormones, you can test your thyroid, and to see if they've taken, you know, a hit and they're imbalanced and you need more specific treatment for that. So you can do testing, we do with patients, and you can look at a deeper level. But these supplements in general, they're so well tolerated, they work so effectively, a pretty high percentage of patients we find, you know, they get really obvious benefit.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you brought up mushrooms, Dr. Mark. You wrote a book on medicinal mushrooms, what, 10 years ago? You were kind of ahead of the curve before anybody else, and now we're seeing mushrooms everywhere, all these different forms and all this great benefits that you can get from it. And I think you also formulated an immune product that has mushrooms like turkey tail in it, right?
Yeah, our immune wellness product, it has the turkey's tail known as Coriolis. It has the maitake. We got some reishi. We have the astragalus in there. So very, very good for long-term immune support, immune system regulation. And these mushroom extracts, that's what they're good for. They're not necessarily the best ones used for acute infections, and that's not what we're doing here, but they're excellent for long-term immune support, immune system balance, which, remember, inflammation comes out of the immune system. So regulating the immune system isn't just making you more resistant to infections, it's also regulating inflammation. So that's what's unique about a lot of these mushroom extracts.
Yeah, what I find fascinating is everybody last year, they're taking their supplements, they're eating better, they're exercising, and then they kind of think that, okay, well, I already got it, I'm past it, maybe I just won't supplement or eat properly anymore. That's a recipe for disaster as well, Dr. Mark.
Yes. I mean, the diet, that's why we find very good results with our modified Mediterranean diet. It's the traditional Mediterranean diet, which has been shown to reduce inflammation markers, but modified because American grains are so problematic for people in creating inflammation and gut reactions. So our modified Mediterranean diet, we find really helps to improve people very quickly, even with this post-COVID syndrome.
Yeah, because the body needs certain minerals, certain nutrients, right? I mean, body needs potassium, it needs magnesium, we need vitamin D. I mean, these are just daily drivers. And glutathione, anybody who's not taking glutathione right now really should look into that. That is the first thing that I made sure that I was staying on. Give us a little feedback on glutathione, Dr. Mark.
Okay, I'm glad you brought it up. It is one of the main supplements we use, and we use it in two different ways. We do use it as an oral supplement. Now, the challenge with glutathione is most glutathione products out in the market never have had studies showing that you can absorb it. I mean, glutathione is a little bit tricky. It's composed of three amino acids. And most glutathione products, the problem is the stomach acid inactivates, destroys it. So it doesn't really get into your bloodstream. So we use a form which is shown in human published studies to increase blood and saliva levels very effectively, showing you're absorbing it. So we have people take, you know, our glutathione plus product, usually one capsule twice a day. That gives them 1,000 milligrams of highly absorbable glutathione. Yes, and glutathione is phenomenal. It's your body's most powerful antioxidant, so it helps to reduce inflammation. It supports detoxification. It helps to repair your cell DNA. It helps in terms of energy production in your cells as well. So it really plays a role in everything. So we use a lot of glutathione. I agree with you. It should be one of the primary supplements people take. We also at our clinic, for more serious cases, use it intravenously. Now, there's studies using glutathione as a treatment for acute COVID intravenously, but we use it as well for recovery. And it's, yes, a very powerful product. And I would put it in the top three for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for that explanation. And again, for listeners, visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's the test kit. There's a button for those that you can check out if you want to do some at-home blood work, focusing on vitamin D levels, hormonal levels, a cardiometabolic level. I mean, we offer some really great stuff. There's also saliva testing. So go and check that out. But in excitement of our new store, if you go to the shop button, you'll see the brand new store we built custom for you guys. And if you use the code MARK, M-A-R-K, again, the code MARK, you will get 20% off. Feel free to go and check that out. Again, we're going to talk more. We have the glutathione on there, the adrenal wellness, immune wellness. You have over 92 products to kind of check out, and they're broken down per category. So use the code MARK when you visit drstangler.com, drstangler.com, or simply go to America's Natural Doctor and click on the shop button. We're going to go ahead and extend that 20% off for 48 hours, so make sure you take advantage. Right back after the break.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com, or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Spangler. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the use of glutathione, why somebody potentially would want to use that and incorporate it, what Mark is doing at the Spangler Center for Integrative Medicine and working in with the patients, him and Dr. Angela Spangler. But Dr. Mark, before we get on, I know you had a wonderful patient story that you wanted to share. Would you mind sharing that with our audience?
Well, yeah, we're getting so many patients coming in with this post-COVID syndrome. Like I said, we're doing well. So this is, just one of the cases. But yeah, I had a patient, a man, Larry and his wife came in, and they had COVID about 2 months ago. Now, we tend to see differences. The wife only had mild symptoms. Larry, he had moderate symptoms for about a week. He had like fever, cough, fatigue. He had mild to moderate shortness of breath. It was more moderate at the beginning, got a little bit better. He didn't have to go to the hospital, stayed home, used natural therapies to recover. However, 2 months later, he still had fatigue and, more concerning, to have shortness of breath when walking more than mild distances. So he was back to work, but it was quite a struggle during the day and was kind of concerning with these symptoms he had. So we ran some tests on him, found out there was nothing, serious with his heart, things like that. So, of course, we put him on natural treatment. Now, in his case, because he was local, we did a couple of things. First, we put on the supplements you and I have been talking about, the glutathione, some adrenal support, turmeric extract. He was already taking vitamin D, some vitamin C. So that was all good. Then we also started him on some intravenous therapies, intravenous ozone, which is oxygen, as well as intravenous nutrients and intravenous glutathione. So these all been shown to help balance the immune system out, reduce inflammation, help energy production. And so what we found with him, he sent me a message, a portal message, probably about 4 or 5 days after his first IV treatment, saying he already noticed a real obvious improvement. And so then we recommended he do one more a week later. He did one more treatment of these IV therapies, and he was doing really well. I think his supplements probably had kicked in at that point too. So yeah, just in a couple IV treatments, taking these supplements, he's pretty much back to normal. So we do see this with some patients. Some patients, it might take longer. He was a middle-aged man in pretty good health, so he recovered pretty well. Maybe some seniors, people who had health problems beforehand, it may take longer, but it goes to show you, the type of effect you can get with these types of natural treatments.
Yeah, it's great. And I mean, you do both, Dr. Mark. I mean, when it calls for a medication or, that type of route, you give that to your patients. But these types of things that you did with Larry are also, as you mentioned, extremely effective. You have so many people, they're visiting Amazon, they're walking into a store, and they're kind of just trying to guess based on maybe an article they read online or something they heard on a news story or a blog or a podcast. And they're thinking, oh, great, I'll just take vitamin D and I'll be totally fine. You need vitamin D3, K2, you need all those things. But let's really dial in some of the holistic and nutritional therapies that you have administered at the office, where so many people are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will.
Yeah, we kind of have some general supplements we find just work very consistently in a high percentage of people because they're addressing the inflammation, the immune system dysregulation, the stress hormone imbalance that comes when people have COVID. So in general, I mean, the top supplements we typically use, and again, there might be other ones we use just depending on their symptoms, of course, and sometimes, like you said, there's medications, but we use glutathione, our glutathione product, one capsule twice a day in an empty stomach. That's pretty routine. We typically use our turmeric with MSM as a natural anti-inflammatory. Most people take one capsule 2 to 3 times daily between meals. Our adrenal wellness, very, very important. Normally, we have them take one capsule twice a day. To help regulate. Most people are on vitamin D. They should stay on that, of course. If you're not on a good multi, we put them on our Supreme Multi. Usually most people, we have them take about 3 to 4 capsules a day till they're doing better. Then they can cut back as a maintenance dose. So those are some of the key ones we use a lot with patients.
Yeah, right. And which is great because these are all things that our body needs. We've talked about so much over the years, including with the Vitamin D Council, the lack of vitamin D and really what it could get it going. I think it was one of the first or the top deficiencies going on in our society prior to this, Dr. Mark.
Oh, yeah. And we still see a lot of patients coming in where we test their vitamin D and it is low. For people, depending on their healthcare system they're in or it's hard to get in, if the office is not taking patients, again, they can always do the blood spot vitamin D that we offer at americasnaturaldoctor.com. They can do that at home and see where their levels are, because you do not want to have deficient levels or suboptimal levels of vitamin D. So important in modulating your immune system, controlling inflammation, you know, amongst many, many, many other good effects it has.
Definitely. And getting that test, and full disclosure, I think it's $95 is the cost on the website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Such a small amount to figure out where you're at with how much of a driver that it does. And then vitamin C, Dr. Mark, you have been a big believer in vitamin C, whether it be supplementing with or intravenous. You've used that a lot, I know you mentioned, but it seems so often that a lot of the issues that are associated what we're talking about today is that inflammatory factor just driving tons of negative inflammatory responses throughout the body.
Yeah, and vitamin C also need for your adrenal glands, your stress glands, so it helps in terms of healing your adrenals as well. So most people take about 1,000 milligrams twice a day until they're doing better. Helps to reduce the oxidative stress of being sick. It's a natural anti-inflammatory, obviously immune system balance. So yes, that's one of the other ones we typically do use with people.
Yeah, and we really want to make sure when we're using supplements, whether it be you're getting it from us or you're buying it somewhere else, they need to be backed by science, Dr. Mark. There has to be some kind of research behind it. Otherwise, there's so many companies out there that are using fairy dusting amount. You may pick up a bottle of vitamin C and it has 25 milligrams in it. That's clearly not enough to really do anything, is it?
Right, yeah. We don't want to give people placebo amounts of nutrients. And of course, the quality has to be there as well. And Kelly, a lot of people have been asking me via email, via americasnaturaldoctor.com, patients asking, you know, concerned about blood clots. And obviously, if you ever have symptoms of blood clots, you know, you got pain deep in your legs, you've got shortness of breath, pain in the chest, these types of things, you obviously have to get that checked out like ASAP. But one of the things we are recommending to patients, as there's a lot of unknowns with certain vaccines and maybe causing blood clots and things like that, fish oil. We do use high-dose fish oil with patients for a couple reasons. It does reduce inflammation, and it is, in a way, a natural anticoagulant, keeping the blood thinner. Now, that's not a guarantee a person can't get blood clots, but it is one of the protective mechanisms of using a high-dose purified fish oil. So our fish oil plus, a lot of our patients, we have them taking 2 to 4 capsules a day, you know, for a few months, get that inflammation down, give them some protection in terms of their blood flow. So that's one that people should be considering as well.
That's fantastic information, because we all need to make sure that we're giving the body the proper needs and supplies, and especially when we're aging. I mean, look, we're at all different ages, you know, listening to the show. We have so many different demographics that we want to make sure that people get it. Eat properly, take good quality supplements, get good sleep. And that's the problem. We tell people all the time, you have to rest. But with all of these anxiety issues and depressive issues and changes in our society, sleeping can be a struggle. What are you doing for your patients who are having some sleep-related issues, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, well, of course, we were seeing that a lot before COVID hit, and we're seeing even more of it now. And of course, we try and avoid the medications whenever all possible. I mean, they can have nasty side effects. Some of them are very addictive. Can cause problems with cognitive function. So those we use as a last resort, or if we do use them, they're just very short term. We have different formulas we use. In our clinic, we often do use our sleep wellness, which has melatonin. It has things like theanine and GABA, which calm the brain down for brains like too active at night. That works well for a lot of patients. CBD, you know, could be very effective for people that are anxious, which is disrupting their sleep. That's very important. It's important these people stay off computers, phones, you know, avoid TV and stuff at least a couple hours before bedtime so their stress hormones can balance out. And getting some exercise, you know, at least 2 to 4 hours before bedtime, some point in the day, so that, again, you can balance out your stress hormones. Because a lot of these people have high cortisol at night, and that's keeping their brain alert, and they're not able to sleep properly. So, you know, those are some of the approaches we take with people.
Yeah, definitely. And again, Dr. Mark, really appreciate the content that we were able to share with the audience today. If you get lost along the way or you want to learn more, please visit americasnaturaldoctor.com. We really have built that site for you to be user-friendly, to deliver content in the way that's easy to understand, and to make sure you're understanding what's going on in today's world. And for those of you who'd like to learn more about the store, go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on shop, And make sure you use the code MARK, M-A-R-K, to get 20% off your order today. There's no limits. Also, those at-home test kits we mentioned is right next to the button shop. So you can check that out at AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.